Shalom. You are at the commemoration site for the soldiers from the Golani Reconnaissance Company who fell in the battle over Mount Hermon during the Yom Kippur War. On October 6, 1973, during the holy Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur, the armies of Syria and Egypt invaded into Israeli territories, bringing about what would be known as the Yom Kippur War. The Syrian army penetrated into large areas on the Golan, and for 5 long days, through difficult and relentless battles, the Israel Defense Forces were able to block the Syrian advance and push them out of the Golan. In the following stage, the IDF launched a counterattack into Syria. The Golani Brigade took part in all stages of the war and lost many soldiers and commanders. The soldiers of the brigade's reconnaissance company played an important role in these battles. From the first hours of the war, Syrian commando forces landed by helicopters on the Hermon outpost and took it over. There were some 60 Israeli soldiers stationed at the outpost. Most of them were from the intelligence, air force, and communication units. There were also 13 Golani soldiers who joined forces in securing the site. 2 days into the war, the Golani Brigade launched an operation to conquer the outpost that was occupied and well fortified by some 300 Syrian commando soldiers. The operation tragically failed, with the heavy price of 23 Golani soldiers killed and many injured. Towards the end of the war, between October 21st to the 22nd, another operation was launched to reclaim the Hermon outpost once again. The soldiers were highly motivated in their mission, knowing how important the site was for the security of the State of Israel. The forces that took part in the operation were the Golani Brigade, a reserve paratrooper brigade, an engineering force, and units from the artillery and the air force. At the beginning of the operation, the paratroopers landed by helicopters on the peak of the Hermon and conquered the Syrian outposts that were there. The mission of the Golani Brigade, under the command of Amir Drori, was to take over the Hermon outpost. The brigade split into 3 groups: Battalion 51, under the command of Yudka Peled, climbed the steep ascent by foot. Battalion 17, under the command of David Katz, climbed both by foot and with armored vehicles on the main road leading up to the Hermon. The reconnaissance company, under the command of Shmeriahu Vinik, climbed the mountain by foot, ascending the steep slope on its western side. The soldiers were heavily loaded with guns and ammunition, but managed to reach the upper station of the cable lift, where you are now, at 11 o'clock at night. At 2 o'clock in the morning, they received the command to move. The force reached a hill controlling the upper station of the cable lift and found themselves in a direct clash with the Syrians. The battle had begun. The first to be hit was Vinik, suffering a devastating head injury. He fell to the road but continued shooting. His radio man, Gilad Litan, raced over to rescue him and was killed. Eitan Polonsky tried to pull them both to shelter and was tragically hit in the head and died. Another soldier, Ezra Feinstein, was killed by a sniper. When Shmariahu Vinik was evacuated on an improvised stretcher, he said, "It is forbidden to leave the Hermon." Those were his last words. The deputy commander, Eitan Sadok, was instructed by the brigade commander to stay in place with the remaining soldiers as a blockade force. The various forces continued to advance, and by noontime, the Hermon outpost was recaptured. The flags of Israel and the Golani Brigade were lifted on the head of a pole. David Katz, commander of Battalion 17, announced on the radio, "Stations throughout the world, Mount Hermon is in our hands." At the end of the battle, one of the soldiers of the Golani Brigade, Benny Massas, explained the importance of the Hermon.
בטח שזה חשוב, זה העיניים של המדינה, ככה אמרו לנו.
For sure it is important. It is the eyes of the country. Mount Hermon was conquered with a heavy price. 56 soldiers were killed and 79 were injured. 16 soldiers from the reconnaissance company fell during the Yom Kippur War. 4 of them fell here at the battle over the Hermon. May their memory be blessed. Thank you for your attention.